First off, what is TerraGen proposing?
Well, TerraGen had proposed to build wind turbines on the Bear River and Monument Ridges above the town of Scotia in Humboldt County. But now that the Board of Supervisors denied the project this week, that project is dead and those turbines won't be built.
This is a clean energy project. You would expect something like this would get a lot of support in Humboldt County. So why isn't it?
It is interesting because the notion that climate change is upon us, that wasn't something that most who opposed the project were there to refute. But the project was nonetheless very controversial, and the most significant opposition to it being from a Native American tribe in Humboldt County, one of several, the Wiat tribe, who came out to say that the ridges where the turbines were going to be built were sacred to them and that the tribe had spiritual ties to the ridges for some time. And there were other environmental groups and conservationists who said that the presence of wind turbines could threaten bird species in the area and would necessarily lead to certain birds being killed.
What does TerraGen say in response to those objections?
TerraGen went to many lengths to rebut the points of opposition that people put forth, but their main defense was to rely on the very nature of wind energy and advocate for clean energy in the face of catastrophic climate change. TerraGen also put forth millions of dollars in tax revenue over the next 30 years. They also said that they'd immediately become the second highest taxpayer in the county. And at the 11th hour, they finalized an agreement to hire exclusively from local unions and provide over 300 construction jobs during the duration of construction for these turbines.
So last week, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors rejected the TerraGen proposal. What reasons did they give?
I think the predominant reason that emerged during the Board of Supervisors meetings, which ranged over 20 hours across 2 days, was the aspect relating to the Wiat tribe and the sacred ties that the ridges have to the tribe. And the board went to lengths to convince TerraGen to potentially build elsewhere, but TerraGen was steadfast in saying that the ridges would be the only place where those turbines could be built. Everywhere else, the turbines wouldn't generate enough profit for the project to be worth it. And so that really was the fulcrum of the decision. And until the very end, most weren't clear on how the supervisors were going to ultimately vote.
In light of the fact that TerraGen has committed considerable resources to this project so far, what do you expect their next move to be?
They were pretty adamant in saying that Humboldt County, and in particular those two ridges, the Bear River and Monument Ridges, were by far the most optimal place to build. But I would imagine they're going to take their business elsewhere. What I can say with more confidence is that the supervisors are eager to secure some means of renewable energy in Humboldt, whether that's wind energy or something else. But until the very end, supervisors, and including the chair of the board, were worried about voting against the project because they fear that a rejection of this proposal will ward off any future renewable energy project from coming to Humboldt County.